VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube. Hey folks, Ken here. Today we're going to talk about something people have been wanting to do since the beginning of time, which is how to live longer. Back in the ancient days, emperors and kings have been tirelessly looking for the elixir of life, whereas nowadays, thanks to science, we know that the secret to life is actually within ourselves. It is an irrefutable fact that not just humans, every living being eventually dies. It's the part of an everlasting cycle which we refer to as life. Aging is not recognized as a disease because it's something that happens from birth, which makes us bigger, better, stronger, faster, and more intelligent. However, at some point in our lives, it reverses, and aging makes our bodies decay and degrade. But why is that? Why do we have to age? Why do our bodies have to decay? A key discovery was made by a biologist named Hayflick. He was studying normal human cells, and what he found was that they can only divide a finite number of times. 50 times on average, until it finally stops because it can no longer divide. It's as if there's a little timer inside our cells that tells them when to stop dividing. And that little timer is called a telomere. Picture your shoelaces. You know there's a little piece of plastic at the very end of a shoelace. Telomeres are just like the plastic ends of your shoelace, and they're located in the chromosome. Every time a cell divides, it loses some of the telomere, which tells a cell how many times it's divided. You would think, is there a way to stop the telomeres from being shorter? The answer is yes. There's another enzyme called telomerase, which rebuilds the telomere. However, this actually serves as a double-edged sword. You see, cancer cells have really long telomeres, and they can actually divide indefinitely. And that is the problem with cancer. Cancer is dividing cells that won't stop and they won't die. So, maybe aging is the right thing to do. Maybe it serves as a defensive mechanism to prevent our cells from being too active, which eventually becomes cancerous. If only there's a way we can make use of cancer cells in a rather conducive and positive way. Before that, maybe it's more pragmatic for us to live in the moment and simply cherish the day. And now it's time for our sentence of the day. Cancer cells have really long telomeres, and they can divide indefinitely. And that is the problem with cancer. Cancer is dividing cells that won't stop and they won't die. Once again, cancer cells have really long telomeres, and they can divide indefinitely. And that is the problem with cancer. Cancer is dividing cells that won't stop and they won't die. And now let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, telomere. Telomere, which means a structure at the end of a chromosome that protects it and becomes shorter each time a cell divides. Number two, divide. Divide, which means to separate into parts or groups. For example, you can say, at the end of the lecture, the students were divided into small discussion groups. Number three, indefinite. Indefinite, which means not exact, not clear, or without clear limits. For example, the project has been postponed for an indefinite period. Alright, that's all the time we have for today. I don't know if humans are ever going to live forever, but I certainly hope that there are enough vaccine doses for everyone. Stay safe and be happy. This is Ken Miao, and I'll see you again next week.